Jesus preaches with this authority that surprises everyone. They don't see him preaching like everybody else. You know, the scribes of the day would have always had, you know, so-and-so says this or so-and-so says that. You know, they're not preaching on their own accord. They're preaching on somebody else. But we see that Jesus was preaching on his own authority. You know, the authority that was, you know, it comes from his divinity. And we see that this unclean spirit, you know, recognizes, you know, that, you know, only the Son of Man could, or the Son of God could preach with this type of authority. He sees that, and we see that Jesus, you know, rebukes the unclean spirit, tells him not to speak of him, you know, sends him away. And, you know, we see that, you know, this unclean spirit is something that, you know, kind of amazes us. You know, we see that it listens to Jesus. You know, Jesus has that authority over it. But we think that, you know, the demons, you know, they wouldn't listen to God. But we see that God, there's the authority over different things. And so often, you know, when we hear things about the unclean spirits or demons or Satan, you know, we can get caught up in, you know, wanting to know all about these. You know, there's movies about exorcisms, all this, and we can dive into those. But what we need to do is we need to look at their counterpart. You know, those ones that are still unfallen, the angels. You know, so often, you know, we get caught up into the wrong side and we forget about, you know, the great gift of the angels that God has given us. And we see that, you know, Jesus was preaching with this authority, and he's given an authority over the angels to do different things. And, you know, we see that, you know, there's 9 different choirs of angels. You know, in every single choir, you know, God has given a different authority to rule over a different part or to do something different. And we see that, you know, within those 9 choirs, they can be, you know, split up into 3 different spheres. You know, the first one are those angels that, you know, are constantly adoring God, that are doing the work of God, you know, all that. The second sphere are those that, you know, help with those things of creation. And lastly, the third sphere are those ones that, you know, help out humanity. And we see that those ones that help out with humanity are the ones that, you know, are most important to us. But all of these angels, you know, are important to us in our faith. You know, so often, you know, when we come to Mass or, you know, we go to adoration or we're praying at home, you know, it's easy for us not to know how to pray. It's easy for us to get distracted, not to know what to do. But we see that, you know, the angels, you know, they're constantly adoring God. And so often we forget to ask for their help to help us to adore God better. You know, we typically think of the angels as, you know, those ones that keep us from, you know, not dying. You know, when some danger comes, they're the ones that pull us out of harm's way. But they're also here to help guide us on our life, to help us, guide us towards God, to keep us safe from the evil one, to help, you know, put us on that right path. And, you know, God has given us this great gift, and, you know, it's something that we always have to remind ourselves of. You know, making that relationship with the angels, you know, especially our guardian angel. You know, God has put an angel to guard each and every one of us. You know, that's their whole role, is, you know, to help guide and protect us. You know, St. Padre Pio, you know, he was amazed that, you know, people, you know, weren't talking to their guardian angel, weren't conversing. They didn't have that relationship. But, you know, he had that special gift where, you know, he could see and talk to his guardian angel. And he'd always talk about how great it is for us to make that relationship. You know, even if we can't, like Padre Pio, see our guardian angel, it's something that, you know, we need to be talking to him. We need to be asking for that guidance. And it's more than just, you know, keeping us out of bodily harm, but it's also asking him to help guide us on our faith journey, on our path in life, you know, to make sure that we're in the right place. You know, constantly going there. Because we see that, know, God has placed them in our life for a reason. He's given us this great opportunity to help grow closer to Him. You know, we just have to look, you know, at their humility. You know, they're a greater being than we are. You know, they were created without bodies, but they still choose to help serve us. And we see that, you know, the fallen angels, you know, a lot of theologians will say, you know, one of the reasons they fell, they didn't have the humility, you know, to help or to serve the humans, you know, especially with knowing that Jesus was going to take on human flesh, you know, and Mary, the queen of the universe. You know, they didn't want to serve somebody that was below. But we see that all these angels, you know, they're here to help us. And it's always asking for that help. You know, it's looking at, you know, where can I learn, you know, learning more about the angels, you know, the nine different choirs. You know, we got the lowest ones, which are, you know, just the angels. We got the highest ones that are the seraphim that are constantly adoring God. And we can always ask for their help, you know, whether it's in prayer, whether it's in our daily life. I know there's even angels in charge of the weather. You know, when was the last time when, you know, bad weather or, you know, natural disasters are happening, and we ask the angels for help? You know, so often we forget to go to these places, and we see that, you know, God gave them that authority for a reason, you know, to help us out. And it's us, you know, trying to go reach out and ask those angels for our help. You know, and one of those great ways that we can build those relationships is going through prayer. You know, whether it's, you know, the St. Michael prayer, you know, say, or Pope Leo XIII, you know, thought it was so important for us to ask for the protection, you know, of St. Michael that for a while, after every Mass, you know, the St. Michael prayer was recited. You know, asking for that protection from the angels. But it's also, you know, learning that guardian angel prayer, you know, asking our guardian angel to guide us in all that we do. You know, how beautiful a prayer that is. I'm just saying, angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God love commits me here, ever this day be at my sight, to light, to guard, to rule, and guide. Amen. Now, something that we should always be on our heart, you know, always be, you know, every day going to that angel. You know, especially when, you know, we come to Mass, you know, asking our guardian angel to help us pray better, to help us come to know Jesus better, to help us participate in the Mass better. When we go to adoration, asking those angels, you know, to help us adore our Lord better. And, you know, whether we're getting in the car to go someplace, just a quick prayer to our guardian angel, asking them to keep us safe. You know, there's so many places that we can ask for these helps. But we know that in the end, by going through our angel, asking the angels to help us, you know, it's not just going to make our life better. It's going to make other people's life better. But it's always, in the end, it's going to bring us closer to God. You know, God has given all these things in our life. You know, He's put things in a certain way. So often, you know, we forget to use these great tools, these great gifts that He has given us. I think the angels are one of those, you know, underutilized gifts that we have. You know, how often do we thank God for the angels that we have? You know, especially our guardian angel. And how often, you know, we need to be thinking about them so that they can help put us on that right path, so that we can grow closer to God, we can grow closer to Jesus, that we can hear what He truly has in store for us. So that as each day, you know, we thank God for the gift of our angel, so that we can grow closer to Him, you know, praising the great gifts that He has given us that, you know, we always forget about, or those great gifts that, you know, we underutilize. Just asking God to help, you know, stir in that desire to use His gifts better. You know, especially that desire to grow in relationship with our angels, you know, especially our guardian angels, so that we can be guided closer to our Lord.